Many nations will come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us about his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For from Zion will go forth the law, even the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he will judge between many peoples, and render decisions for mighty distant nations. Then they will hammer their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and never again will they train for war. Each of them will sit under his vine and under his fig tree, with no one to make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. Though all the peoples walk each in the name of his God, and for us we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame and gather the outcast, even those whom I have afflicted. I will make the lame a remnant, and the outcast a strong nation. And the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion, from now on and forever. As for you, tower of the flock, hill of the daughter of Zion, to you it will come, even the former dominion will come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem. Now, why do you cry out loudly? Is there no king among you? Or has your counselor perished? The agony has gripped you like a woman in childbirth? Writhe and labor to give birth, daughter of Zion, like a woman in childbirth. For now you will go out of the city, dwell in the field, and go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. And now many nations have been assembled against you, who say, Let her be polluted, and let our eyes gloat over Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his purpose, for he has gathered them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Arise and thresh, daughter of Zion, for your horn I will make iron, and your hoofs I will make bronze, that you may pulverize many peoples, that you may devote to the Lord their unjust gain and their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. Those are the words of God from Micah chapter 4. Well, beloved, Paul says in Romans, that we'll get to later, he says, Behold the goodness and severity of God. In the last three chapters we've seen in Micah, the first three chapters in Micah, we've seen the severity of God in his judgments toward Israel for their gross sins. And yet now in this chapter we see his goodness. For when in chapter 3, verse 12, if you look there, Zion was plowed as a field, and Israel fell. And here he gives promises to his church in chapter 4 that his word will start and go out from Jerusalem, and that the church will be protected in peace while she continues to be faithful to God. That Christ as mediator, verse 7, will rule over the church, the government of Christ. He will be head over the church. The church will grow, and all her troubles shall be brought to blessing. And her enemies will be brought low and destroyed. Beloved, these are the promises for us in Christ from this scripture, that the church will continue forever in the glory, and God and Christ's rule will be submitted to. And so let us be faithful in preaching the gospel and calling upon sinners, those in the church, to trust our Savior and our Lord and to submit to Him in all things. For He is owed submission by all people. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful in your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior, who is our King. And we're thankful that you've given his kingdom, the church, and that you have made to be a part of it by your grace. Father, we're thankful that after the exile, what you did was wonderful, and that you brought the remnant out. And then Christ came, and he called the people to himself. All which was foreshadowed and foreshown in the scriptures in the Old Testament. And we're thankful that many believed, especially among the Gentiles, of which all of us are. Father, we're praising you this day because you are a God who does not limit who can be saved to only the Jews, but men and women and children from every nation and tribe and tongue may believe and be saved. Father, there are many of us, many from among us. In fact, all of us owe all things to your Son, Jesus Christ. We owe all of our mind and our heart, our soul, our strength. We owe our lives to your Son, Jesus Christ, because he died on the cross for our sins. And he rose from the dead to give us eternal life. Father, we are praising you this day. For you're the God who is not only the creator in your Son, who spoke and it came into existence, but you are the creator out of nothing. And you are the sustainer of all your creation. Especially now as Christ sits on the throne and rules over all. And we praise you. We praise your holy name. We're thankful that you sent your only begotten Son for us to die for us. Why? Because you love us. And Father, we pray that you would make us to be a people who in all things submit to your authority and power and dominion, your lordship, your kingship over our lives. That we would not be rebellious. And when we do rebel, that we would repent and confess our sins before you, because we know that if we say we have no sin and we lie and we are not yours, the truth is not in us. But Father, we sin every day because we want to be king or queen. But Father, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins and turn us back to you. And we know the great assurances that you give to us, that you cleanse our hearts as far as the east is from the west. That even now the Son, your Son, Jesus Christ, intercedes for us as our high priest forever, living to do so. And pleading for us and pleading that you would receive even our worship now as perfected by him. And so we thank you for his righteousness. We're thankful that you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who is our advocate, who continues pleading for us based on his atonement and his resurrection. And in this way, we're thankful that you sustain our lives. We're thankful that you did not save us and then leave us to ourselves, but you've given us your Holy Spirit who remains dwelling within our hearts, moving us and teaching us, guiding us, comforting us. And Father, we ask, as your Son asks, that you would not allow us to quench the Spirit, but that you would deliver us from evil and sin and wickedness, that we would be, as we have been, clothed with righteousness, that we would practice righteousness and live in a way in which we are clothed. Father, we ask that you would show mercy and shower us with your grace. We don't deserve these things. We don't even deserve to be here today. And yet you've placed us here. Even our children, we pray for them that you would save their hearts, change their souls by your Spirit, and make them love your Son. Draw them to yourself, that they would love you. And Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.